If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place, Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Not too long ago, Alex and I bought this piece of property way out in the middle of nowhere, right? And Alex says, you know what we should do? Let's buy some ATVs and go out there and just drive like crazy maniacs. Nice. I said, no, because you'll fall over. It sounds fun, but I know it's going to get crazy. He's going to roll it over and he's going to, break his legs. Oh, and I know. Is Alex on the phone?
Yes.
There is. So, Alex, I got through that ATV thing you had, right?
Yeah.
That moment in your life where you had to have one. We got alive through that, and we didn't have to get one. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, can I tell them what you sent me today?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so my birthday's coming up next month, so I'm ready.
Oh. Okay. It's the first affordable EVTOL on the market, which is a single-person flight car, basically, is what it is.
Okay.
It's called the Jetson One.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this. And Alex is like, my birthday's coming up. And look, no pilot's license is required.
Oh, all the good things.
Yep.
Okay,
and
so I look.
It goes.
Go ahead.
It goes 1,500 feet up. It goes 63 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's awesome.
I just looked at the price. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Yeah, how's that affordable?
Okay, can we not dwell on that? Because first of all, we're not buying one, okay?
Okay.
And it's not going to be out for a couple of years. I'm sure the prices, if it's successful, they will come down, all right? That's just the way it works.
They only produced a certain amount. Last year it was sold out. This year it's sold out. Next year it's sold out. But I could get on the waiting list for 2026.
Oh.
Right.
How come we haven't seen any of them flying around if it's selling out everywhere?
Because they're all crashed.
It does say here that the maximum pilot weight is 210 pounds.
Mm.
But okay, Alex, you fit under that, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 180.
There you go. See, you got room to spare.
Okay, so let's say we could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Who in our circle of friends or family really should be flying around in one of these things?
Not one person.
It says they train you. It says they train you before you buy it.
Oh,
still no.
I'm team Alex.
Excited. Come on.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure. What's that name?
I'm Team Alex, because you know what? This world needs pioneers. 125 years ago, nobody had driven a car before. And then, you know, you had people that were like, okay, I'll take a chance on this motorized machine with wheels and a thing. And, you know, I use a wheel to steer.
Okay, well,
Alex is a pioneer. You know, come on, Alex, get it.
No, everyone, hold on. The Model T was a lot slower and didn't fly.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yes.
My concern isn't the price. My concern isn't actually even him flying and crashing. My concern is him landing it on a human or landing it on an animal and killing them. That is.
But Daniel, they train
concern.
You prior
that
to.
That doesn't mean anything. They train
everyone to drive, Froggy. Right. It doesn't mean everyone should.
You have
be.
To take exactly. a test to get all kinds of licenses.
So, Alex. Even if this thing was, let's say, $2,500 versus, I think, 100 and something thousand is what they're talking about. Do you really think I would totally, totally support you in flying one of these things around? It would scare me to death.
Oh, come on. It has an emergency parachute just in case if something goes wrong. You push a button and it lands on with a parachute. So, you know, that's just in case. But I think I'll be fine.
What, Gandhi?
How high up does this thing go?
1,500 feet.
1,500 feet. Okay. I cannot imagine seeing one of those flying through Times Square. I feel like the people on the ground will try to do something bad to you. If you're going to do it, at least just, you know, stay in the areas where there's no one.
Well, I'd assume that I'm sure there are some rules that somewhere saying you can't fly that thing through Times Square.
There has to be. Like, there are rules about drones, where you can take drones. Right. So I'm sure that there are rules about where you can take these cars.
I would think that airlines are not happy about this. I mean, they have enough problems up there. Well, they don't need 15, any more problems.
How far up is 1,500 feet?
It's as high as the Empire State Building to the very top of the...
Oh, dear God.
And that's a lot higher than I thought.
And you see planes flying over there all the time.
They're not that low. They're not that low. There's obviously a difference. And I'm sure that around an airfield, you would not be able to fly. You would have to, sure there are areas you can't fly it up to 1,500 feet. But you don't have to go as high as 1,500 feet. It says it's safe hovering at as little as 50 feet.
But you're trusting people who are buying this to be reasonable. I feel like all the first wave are going to be the people that are like, screw these rules. I'm going up to the top of the Empire State Building.
Exactly. Like Alex,
like
for
Alex,
instance.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't have to pay for a ticket up there. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, you know what I'm hearing here? I'm hearing you should have bought Alex an ATV. Maybe he would have done the ATV and not needed this.
Oh,
but see, now that you didn't, now he wants this. If you don't buy him this, what's next?
Look. He went through the ATV phase. He went through the motorcycle phase. He always wants one of these things, but we're not going to get these things because we don't need them. It's a little too early, in my opinion. Pioneering? Well, no, we're not the pioneers. Let's let someone else pioneer these things.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, Scary, what?
See, I think that if you put this conversation in a time capsule, come back to it 10 years later, we're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that we didn't even consider this. And then it was so foreign to us then. I do think that these will be perfected by the year 2026, 2027. The time that Alex wants one. And I honestly feel that it is going to be a mode of transportation that's going to be viable for everybody.
Can you imagine if in the future we're going to like motor vehicle to get our license and you have to decide between, well, do you want to drive your car or fly your car? Like, which license are you here for? Like, it's crazy.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm against that day coming.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm not ready for me or my family to be flying around and experimenting with these things until they're perfected. Yeah. And that's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? Look, you know, we all were like amazed when drones came out, right? Like, whoa, we can fly this drone and, you know, we can fly it over here. So basically this is a drone that you can fly on is basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's all battery. It's all electric. I think this current one can only fly for like 20 minutes without running out of power.
Okay.
So it's an experimental thing in of itself. Let's wait till we get like a turbocharged one that can fly a family.
You're no fun.
But it'll be perfected by then. It can fly a family of four, and you can fly for 6 hours to see grandma in Indiana. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing.
Yeah, and then can people just drive up to your windows with those things or fly up to your window and just look inside your window from the sky? Oh, my God.
Sure. Why not?
Hell. Of course. Hell on earth.
It's a manned drone, if you want to call it something.
And where do you park it? Can you just park it anywhere, or is there going to be drone parking areas? Oh,
Danielle, up on the roof.
Up on the roof. Okay, yeah, no problem.
You guys ask too many questions.
All right, so, okay, so in closing this conversation out, yes, any more thoughts?
We all vote no.
I vote, me, I say let's yes. see. Let's see. Not yet.
Yeah. Alex.
I should have married Alex. We both have one.
But he's all yours.
Oh, you're no fun.
Hey, so, Alex, would you have gone what? Down in that submersive vehicle that went down to the Titanic? Would you have done that?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Okay, just asking. Because it seems like it's on the same level yeah. of, like...
No. Not, well, not even close.
Falling 1,000 feet in the air isn't dangerous? Right. You don't think it could be a problem?
Well, I wouldn't go that high. I would just go over the farm, you know.
And yeah, right. I don't believe you. The first week you're going over the farm, then you're like, ooh, let's try and see how high this can yeah. go.
Is the steering done by a PS5 controller by any chance?
So, yeah, it's a joystick. Absolutely. It's a joystick.
Oh.
Yeah,
3-axis joystick, throttle lever, yes.
Well, look at Froggy's into it.
If this was an Apple product, Froggy would have already had it.
Correct. And I'd buy Alex one too.
If you would allow me, if you want to go out to the field and fly this thing up, then I have to be allowed to shoot you down.
That's what I think will happen. You fly over a crowd, yeah. someone's shooting it down. Like, it's just going to happen. People are crazy.
Yeah, time for dinner. Pull!
But I feel like, honestly, not enough people know about this thing because I don't see them flying anywhere and all these have sold out. So people might shoot you down thinking you're something else.
The people who own them are the people who read Forbes magazine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're wealthy old guys that have a large amount of property, and they're not flying them into city centers at this point, I don't think. Mm. It's like just, you know, you fly it out in the backyard if you have like a massive backyard, but even then. So, Alex, this year, what do you want for your birthday other than this? Think about it and get back to me.
Yeah. Okay, let me go look.
I do like this texture. If you get one for two people, instead of Roadhead, you'd have Airhead.
Hey!
Okay, well, all right, we'll reconsider. All right, Alex, love you.
Love you.
Have a great day. Come up with another gift. Okay, bye. Oh, God, I can't imagine. Yeah, what, Nate?
See, I thought maybe this was just a ploy where, like Gandhi mentioned, now he gets a four-wheeler, right? You always ask for something that you know is a definite no, and then you kind of back it down. Like, okay, well, just get me a four-wheeler. And
then
you
would
get that.
Let's just move on away from all of this.